Okay, this is the Pacific National Board Audit Committee. We're back on the open stream after a brief recess of approximately 25 minutes into executive session. Time is now 6:30 Pacific, 9:30 Eastern, and we will hopefully hear from our next auditor in just a moment, who should be calling in momentarily, and I will also send him a text to join us here. There we go. Okay, so I've sent a message to the other auditor, Ross Wisdom, who is the auditor who performed our audit last year. Who is that who just joined us?
Hello, this is Ross Wisdom joining the call.
Thank you, Ross. Perfect timing. Just sent you a text. Thank you. So, everyone, this is Ross Wisdom, Ross Wisdom and Associates, who performed our certified audit for last year. And, Mr. Wisdom, I distributed your engagement letter to the committee earlier. And if you wouldn't mind addressing the committee a little in terms of what the scope of your engagement would be and the time frame of the audit and that sort of thing, and if there are any particular questions that should be off the public stream, we'll go back into executive session for a few minutes so that members can ask further questions if that seems warranted.
Okay.
Thank you.
The engagement letter, which we submitted May 18th, is for a two-year comparison report. Since we did the prior year audit, this year we would be providing an audit, but it would have both years listed for comparison purposes. And we are prepared to begin the first or second week in November, and assuming things are going as well, let's say, as they at least as they went the year before, we would expect to be able to issue a report by February 15th, 2012. That could get pushed back a week or two, depending on the national board meeting or any, you know, usually there's a few things that can delay the report towards the end. But we would at least be able to have a draft report by then, for sure. Since we did do last year's audit, we can pretty much pick up where we left off, and it does help us to. But we are a little bit late at this point. There is preliminary audit work which needs to be done for each audit. And by that, I mean looking at physical inventory, selecting transactions for testing, sending out bank confirmations, and those sorts of things, which need to be done really as soon as possible. And then we'd go in November to do the field audit work and finish it up in December and come back to our offices and generate the report by January. So that's a brief overview of what's involved in the engagement.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Wisdom. Other members have questions on that brief presentation of going with the letter that we received earlier? Okay. All right. Who is that?
Any complaints? Any urgent feelings about since you did last year to improve
is that
things?
Nancy?
Yeah, that's Nancy from Texas.
Thank you. So you want to know if there are any urgent issues or things which manifest themselves that from his doing the audit last year. And Mr. Wisdom, if there's something that seems appropriate to be discussed in an executive session, we can pop into it without an issue, if that's appropriate. That's the answer.
Well, there's one issue which I will speak to. I don't know that it needs to be an executive session. I'll let you make that determination. But, you know, in the last audit report, we issued a going concern qualification because at that time there was not an approved financial plan to restore adequate working capital. Indeed, there was not a fully approved by the National Board budget. And given that there was negative working capital, I felt that the conditions warranted that qualification. I've had communications with LaVarne and with Arlene and with Summer stating that just because I issued the going concern qualification last year doesn't mean it's necessary to remain for this year, but there would need to be a financial plan in in place, and there would need to be some progress shown. Until I do the audit, I can't promise anything, but I'm not. I let it be known that I'm willing to remove the going concern issue based on progress with the financial plan of the organization. Obviously, the organization is still in existence, and I'm assuming there has been some progress, but of course, I haven't been engaged to do the audit, so I don't know exactly where the organization stands right now. But that is one issue that is determined on a year-by-year basis. And I did want to be clear about that it's, you know, it would be determined, you know, based on the facts and circumstances now. But just because it was issued last year doesn't mean that I plan on issuing it again this year.
Great. Thank you. Other members?
This is Jane Gatewood from W. How are you?
Good.
Hello.
Go ahead, Jane.
So there were concerns raised in the past about the CFO engaging the auditor versus the audit committee engaging the auditor. And I just wondered if you could share your thoughts about that concern.
Is that question addressed to me?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
Yeah, it's, in other words, just from you know, a best practices standpoint, there was a concern raised that by having the auditor actually engaged by the CFO, it's somehow it's not as clean as you would like it to be. And so I'm just asking for your reflection on that concern.
Well, you know, in terms of best practices, which really arose after Sarbanes-Oxley and the Enron debacle, and it was enforced for public companies, and then it became best practices for not-for-profit entities, and then actually the California legislature passed legislation to make it not-for-profit organizations subject to, in effect, most of the Sarbanes-Oxley rules. The purpose of the audit committee is really twofold. It's one to put in an independence mechanism with the outside auditors so that there's not such a cozy relationship or some impropriety that's just between the auditors and management. So it gives an independent sort of supervision and monitoring mechanism. But that's not the only thing. The other thing is the audit committee needs to be involved in understanding the audit, looking at the management comments, and being really active throughout the year to ensure that the organization has a proper internal accounting policies and procedures. So it's really twofold. But if there is a dispute between the auditor and management, that needs to be reported to the board. It is charged to the audit committee to evaluate the relationship with the outside auditors and to make a recommendation to the national board. And if there is a dispute with the management, then ultimately the national board would have to resolve that dispute.
Thank you, Mr. Wisdom. Other members?
Yes, Nancy from Texas. How much was our bill last year?
I believe it was around 75. I don't have it in front of me.
I would concur that it's somewhere in that range.
That did include the CBB audit sign-offs, all of the tax compliance with the federal, New York, and California, and the meetings with the national board and other consultations.
Did you get your money?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Thank you. And if there's anything of a more deep contractual discussion, we should probably go into executive session. Okay. Are there other questions? Are there any questions that members feel need to be in executive session or anything else that you'd like to ask in open session of Mr. Wisdom?
I'm here to answer your questions. I don't have any questions.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm seeing if anyone else has further questions.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Wisdom, I know you've done our audits in the past. Can you elaborate approximately how many? I know you didn't do the 08 and 09 audit, but you had done several previous year's audits as well as this last year's. Is that correct?
Right. We were initially engaged when there was a lot of difficulties with Pacifica financially and organizationally. We did the audit for the year ended 2001, 2002. There were very severe working capital and financial cash flow problems then. But Dan Coughlin had come in as the executive director at that time. There was a turnaround, and it progressed well. So we actually never did have to issue a going concern issue at that time, even though the financial crisis was actually more severe then. But there was such good financial progress by the time that we issued the report that there was no question that the organization was not going to stay in existence. And then we did the audits 02, 03, 04, 05, 06, 07. And then I believe there was a change in the executive director, and I think there was some controversy surrounding the CFO at that time. And another auditor came in for 2 years, and then there were some problems with that audit, and then we were invited back for last year.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Wisdom. And I might like to go into executive session just because I asked a similar question of the previous person as well regarding that audit and what issues may have arisen that you had to address during the scope of your audit last year. Are there any other questions from members that are appropriate for open session? And if there are, and if not, maybe I'll go to...
I have a question.
Robert, go ahead.
Is your New York office your sole office, and how big is your staff?
We have 8 professional staff. Yes, New York is our sole office. We do have clients in California as well as Washington. we're a mid-sized regional firm.
Thank you.
Thank you. Did you have anything else, Robert, right now?
No, that's it.
Okay, great. Thank you. Otis, can you hear me? Yeah, exactly. Okay, great. Thank you.